Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, and today's podcast is titled Running Personally. Of all the reasons I love running, maybe the thing I like the most is that it's a completely personal and customizable sport. We run when we choose to run, at the intensity we determine, with the company we choose, alone if we choose, and we do it whenever we choose. In this crazy, hectic world, that flexibility is golden. That flexibility means a runner can enjoy the benefits of running without having it add stress to their lives. On the contrary, it can and should be the fix for stress. But that will only happen if you use it correctly. Don't let the running run you. Never let it stress you. What would be the point of that? Back in February, in a race, my daughter Wendy chose to stop to pose for a picture of her kissing a sculpture of a horse that happened to be along the race course. Now, I'm not only her mom, but also her running coach. Like me, Wendy loves to run, but she has many different speeds, and I don't necessarily mean that literally. She takes from running what she needs at that day and time, and that's just perfect. That's as it should be. Some races are for a PR, personal record. Some are to live life, enjoying spending an active day with friends. Some are to appreciate Mother Nature, and sometimes the race itself, as it unfolds, determines what it will be. That's what happened to her that day and that weekend. Wendy did the Michelob Ultra Challenge in the Publix Gasparilla Distance Classic race weekend. That means she did two races on Saturday and two on Sunday. She did the 15K, followed immediately by the 5K on Saturday. Then Sunday, she did the half marathon, followed immediately by the 8K. That's 31 miles total. Although Wendy had PR'd in a hilly half marathon in Texas the week before, she had still hoped for some PRs that weekend, despite the fact that she knew that it really wasn't likely. It's funny how that happens. It happens to me every time I have a great race. I always expect the next one to be just as good. I know better. I've been running since Wendy was born, 34 years, and I'm a coach. My brain, my knowledge base, knows that that never happens. Let me repeat, it never happens. Yet, my eternally optimistic self cannot be convinced that it won't happen. And I have found many runners have the same issue between what they know to be logical to expect for a performance and what their emotions want to dictate. Anyway, Wendy's brain knew it was not likely that she'd have a great race that weekend. Any great races. Only a week after she'd PR'd in a hilly half marathon. Yet, she went into the first race of the weekend fully expecting it to happen. Of course, a few miles into the race of that four-race weekend, she knew that it wouldn't happen. When I saw the picture of Wendy kissing the horse sculpture, I did not say, "What? You stopped to do that in the middle of a race?" No, I just smiled inside and loved her even more, if that's possible. I appreciated that she makes every race what she wants it to be, or she adjusts and accepts what it turns out to be. As we all know, whether a PR is possible is usually evident within the first few miles. And so it was with Wendy that day. When it became clear that her legs were not recovered enough for that, the weekend's challenge changed. She would finish the challenge of doing four races totaling 31 miles on those tired legs. Running on tired legs is good training if you're in good condition and will only do it once in a while. So it turned into a great training run for the 50K she would do a few weeks later. She wasn't disappointed, far from it. Smiling from ear to ear, the heavy metals musically clanking around her neck, she went home tired, spent, and elated. Sometimes what turns out to be the greatest challenge is coping with races that don't turn out as we'd hoped. That's not a challenge at all for Wendy. As we all know, running is more mental than physical. We have to accept that our bodies aren't always in sync with what our minds have planned. That's just the way it is. Oh, of course, I encourage you to plan carefully and execute your training and racing schedule faithfully. I'm just saying that part of that preparation needs to be preparing your mind to cope with the unexpected. All the careful planning in the world will not, cannot, guarantee a great race. Consider it a victory when that happens, and you don't let it ruin your race or your day. Yes, for some, that will be as great a victory as the result that had been planned and expected. Wendy's experience is a good example. Running is there for us, to do with as we wish. The variety of challenges is infinite. Challenge yourself to run on a hillier course than ever before. Challenge yourself to go farther than ever before. Challenge yourself to go faster than ever before, or challenge yourself to do an adventure race. If you're accustomed to running with a group, challenge yourself to run solo. If you're accustomed to running solo, challenge yourself to run with a group. Or don't challenge yourself at all. Yeah, that's right. Most of the time, it should be about just doing what feels good. Just running for endorphins. Running to cleanse your body and soul with fresh air, blue skies, and a little sweet sweat. It's your sport to customize at will. That's all for today. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you'd leave a comment on iTunes. I would sure appreciate it. One day, I'd like to get this podcast featured in the fitness category. I also hope you'll visit my website, mojoforrunning.com, where you can purchase my book, After Your First 5K. It has 38 chapters that cover everything from training principles to aid station etiquette and how to fit cross training into your schedule. It's an ebook which can be downloaded as a PDF or for reading on your iPad. It's also available at smashwords.com, where you can buy it in several formats. Now here's today's quote. Wise people have a view of the big picture and of their place within the scene.